From big power politics to big data politics in the United States, it seems the Affordable Care Act is something of a political animal. Places sympathetic to the law politically seem to be getting a better deal as the law rolls out, even for all its problems. But if the intention was to make it easiest for the people with the least money to afford health insurance, that, according to the latest data, is not happening. Dante Chinney is the director of the American Communities Project at American University and a familiar voice on this program. He's made a map by numbers that shows how much it costs for insurance under the ACA, county by county.
What we're seeing in the numbers is that it really does vary by where you live, but it's not the correlation that one might expect. You might expect that if you lived in a wealthier area that you would pay a bit more for insurance because you're basically the cost of living is higher, you get paid more, so that's the way things work. The problem is that's not the way the private insurance system works. You get to more rural communities, you have a smaller number of providers. Oftentimes you have older populations. So the pool that you're put in with in those places, the premiums tend to be higher and you make less money. So actually it is often more expensive to buy insurance if you live in a rural locale, an older locale, than it is if you live in a big city where you make more money and you end up paying less for insurance.
So the Affordable Care Act goes into a situation that is already full of disparities. Part of the intent was to try to level things out, but it sounds like that really hasn't happened, at least so far.
No. In fact, the problem is the old system was built on all these disparities. There are just inherent differences in the number of people who offer policies in different places and what those policies look like. And then what you did with the ACA is said, well, we don't want to disrupt the system too much. So we're just going to take this law and place it on top of something that already exists. And the problem is now what you're doing is you're forcing people in places to buy insurance under this old system that was full of these disparities. And it's going to create some problems. I mean, look, we're still early, right? We're very early in the rollout of the law ultimately and what it's going to mean. But when you look at these numbers now, the disparities are, they're not what you'd want to see, right? So in the communities we call the African American South, these are large African American populations, primarily in the South, sometimes popping up elsewhere. The lowest premium you would pay for a silver plan, which is like a middle range plan, for
right,
a 21-year-old, you're paying $231 a month.
Right.
The average median household income in those places is only $35,000 a year. If you go for that same plan or the same kind of plan to a big city,
where the average median household income is something like $61,000.
Exactly. If you go to a big city, it's $55,000, but still, it's much higher. You're talking $20,000 higher. They're paying less. They're paying $185 a month for that same, theoretically, roughly the same plan, the silver plan. That's a real problem.
There are some real, disparities here which show that some communities, the ACA, might be an actual significant burden. And I'm thinking of some of the Native American communities you looked at.
Those Native American communities, they had the highest average lowest premium, $234 a month is what they're talking about paying. And the average median household income in those places is $40,000. But look, in many of those counties, it's much, much lower. And, the problem with a lot of those places in those communities is a lot of people don't have insurance. There are much higher rates of obesity, much higher body mass index on average, problems with alcoholism a lot of times in these communities. That's why the rates are so much higher to begin with. And now the people in those communities are being forced to buy insurance. I mean, it's a really interesting kind of quandary. The interesting thing is the numbers work the other way as well. The insurance rates were lowest in all the 15 communities in the American Community Project. They were lowest in Mormon communities out west, and they only pay $174 a month, a 21-year-old with a silver plan. And why would that be? So we looked at some of that. What do Mormon communities have in common? Well, they tend to be young. There's a lot of young people in those communities, so they don't cost that much to insure, the pool in general. And they don't smoke, and they don't drink. Clean living actually pays dividends, or even living near people who are living clean pays dividends.
So factoring out the clean living constituency in here, the disturbing news on the Affordable Care Act is that here's this law that's trying to have an impact on public health in places that need it most. And you seem to be concluding here that it's ending up helping the most, the people who need it the least.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say need it the least, but the thing that's curious is these places that are kind of more predisposed maybe to like the ACA in the first place are the ones who are going to do the best under this. And when you look at these premiums, and the places that are kind of more predisposed to dislike the ACA, particularly when you get out to counties we call working class country, evangelical hubs, they're already predisposed to dislike the plan once they start paying premiums under this.
Dante Cheney is director of the American Communities Project at American University. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.